Okay, welcome back. This is part two of session two in the effective follow-up workshop. We've talked so far about getting permission to follow up with your prospective customers who want to shop around by offering or implying a better deal. And we've also talked about getting permission to follow up by effectively using a meet or beat approach. Let's take a minute and look at how we can tailor these approaches to your facility and your market conditions. So when you promise to look into sweetening the deal or making it better, the first step is to decide what your better deal is going to be. And your better deal, like I said before, doesn't always have to be a lower price. So ideally, you're going to match your offer to the interests of your prospective customer. So for example, if your initial phone conversation, you discovered that they're moving and will need a rental truck, you can base your better offer around that understanding. So you may decide to offer the customer or the prospective customer to use your rental truck for a full day, like I said before, when a half-day rental is the norm. Or you may agree to throw in an additional $50 or $100 in free boxes and moving supplies. Or you might bundle those two together, or might bundle them together with a slightly lower rent or an improved move-in incentive. So the changes you make to your pricing and move-in incentive, though, you got to be careful about that because they directly impact your monthly rental revenue. So how aggressive you get with your discounts really depends on your current occupancy and the strength of your market and how your property stacks up against your competition. If you have lots of vacancy in the size that your prospective customer is considering, then I'd recommend you have a strong move-in incentive or a more significant price concession. If you have a lot of vacancy, let's say 10 unrented units or more in the size that your prospective customer is considering, then you may decide it's better to get reduced revenue, you know, than no revenue at all. If your market is weak or your marketing is weak, you know, which means that your phone's not ringing very often, then you have a lot of incentive to rent to as many of your callers as possible, and you might want to consider a strong move-in incentive and or more aggressive pricing concessions. However, if your occupancy is strong or you're really good at selling your facility as better than the competition, then you may be able to get away with a more modest improvement to your move-in incentive or a more modest reduction in your monthly rent or, you know, just a more modest better deal. So in the one instance, when you have promised to meet or beat your competitor's prices, you're not so much going for the better deal, like where you have to predetermine in advance what this better deal is going to be, because you're kind of waiting to hear what your prospect found in the market. But you do need to kind of determine up front how low you're willing to go before you'd rather just not have the business at all. I mean, there might be times where the best deal that they find in the market is really, really great, and you only have a couple of those units left, and you'd rather just hold out and rent them to somebody who's willing to pay you full price or closer to full price. So that's going to be a judgment call on your part based on the occupancy level of your property and the self-storage size in question. But after you've decided how low you're willing to go or what your better deal is going to be, then you're ready to follow up with your prospective customer. So let's kind of walk through a few follow-up scenarios. So here's a couple of recommendations for the actual follow-up call. Okay, number one, always ask first about how their shopping is going and what the prospects found so far. And then after you've made your better offer, you know, you need to always invite your prospect to make some sort of commitment that will move the buying process forward. So let's break down and unpack those two recommendations. So the first thing you want to do is to ask your prospect kind of what they're finding in the market so that you know how your better deal will likely be perceived. And then you can adjust on the fly if necessary. So that would sound something like this. Hi, Mary. This is Kenny from Super Deluxe Storage. I'm just calling you back like I said I would, and I have some great news. Well, the good news is that I was able to get permission to sweeten the deal that we discussed earlier today. Well, I'm curious, have you called many other storages in the area? And Mary replies, yes, I've called a few others. So what have you found out so far? Well, Downtown Storage has the best deal so far. They're offering. So by discovering what your prospective customer has learned from the market, you'll know whether your revised offer, the one you have in mind, whether it's generous enough, or alternatively, if it's just way too generous. and it allows you to make some last-minute adjustments before you blurt out your new offer. The second recommendation is that you always invite the prospect to make a commitment that's going to move the buying process forward. So some simple invitations include an invitation to reserve the unit so that you can take it out of inventory and hold it for them. Alternatively, you can invite them, the prospective customer, to come down to the office and take the next step and fill out the rental paperwork. Or you can make a softer invitation and just ask them to come see your property in person and confirm that they are comfortable with the location and the storage space that you picked out for them. So no matter which invitation you choose, after you offer your new and improved deal, you need to invite them to move forward in some way. By making this invitation to move forward, you're going to earn a commitment from some of your prospective customers, and from others, you're going to be getting important feedback about how they viewed your offer. What if a competitor is priced too low? I mean, what if you're doing this meet or beat thing and the competitor is just giving away the farm? Well, sometimes that happens. And if you're not authorized or you don't want to go that low on your price or give away such a generous move-in special, then just say so. All you got to do is say something simply like, "Wow, that's a really low price that Rusty Leaky Storage is offering. You know, I've always been able to beat our competitors' prices, but sheesh, this time I'm not authorized to go that low. The best I can do is..." So you're not giving up, because maybe your facility is in fact a lot better, and there might be some compelling reasons they might want to choose you despite the fact that the price isn't the lowest, right? So you say, "Hey, the best I can do is..." And then you just name your best price, and then you just continue to sell it. So you want to sell your new offer, and you want to compare it to your regular price. "Hey, the best I can do is $90 a month, and that's $20 less than our normal price, which if you stay for 6 months is going to save you $120. In our market, that's a really great price, especially compared to the amenities you'll find over at Rusty Leaky Storage or whatever," right? So you can just continue to sell it. Once you've kind of sold it to them a little bit more, I mean, I'm saying don't give up. You've sold it to them, and then just ask for the business just like you normally would. Maybe you're not going to get it, but you might as well take... You've got them on the phone. You've got another chance at the business. You might as well ask them again. You could say something like, "Hey, would you feel comfortable taking me up on that deal? Or would you rather stop in and see the quality difference for yourself?" So there you go. That's an invitation kind of off the cuff that might entice them to come into your store and take a look around, and they'll convince themselves that, yeah, in fact, they'd rather do business with you. So let me tell you that one more time. "So would you feel comfortable taking me up on that deal? Or would you rather stop in and see the quality difference for yourself?" So you're not giving up. You're inviting them in to do business with you. Okay, so here's the quick review. I'm going to break it down for you point by point. When a prospective customer is shopping around, what you really want to do is reinsert yourself into the buying process after they've done their shopping, but before they've made a commitment. So that's what we've been covering here. And your follow-up, like we discussed, is going to do a lot better if you get their permission, their explicit permission to call them back. They're going to be more likely to take your call. They're going to be happier to hear from you. And the way you're going to get their permission to follow up, to call them back, is by offering a better deal or by offering to beat your competitors' prices. When you follow up with them, when you finally get them back on the phone or you're emailing them or whatever your follow-up method is, you're going to first ask them what they found in the market before you disclose or blurt out what your new deal is. Because you want to know, is it good or is it bad compared to what they found on the market, and maybe you need to adjust. So the next step would be mentally adjust your offer if you need to. And then you're going to go ahead and tell your prospective customer what that new offer is. And after you've made the better offer, you're going to re-extend an invitation to rent from you, whether or not your better offer is in fact better than the competition or not. You're going to ask the prospective customer to take the next step, move the buying process forward. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up session 2. So for great review, you can check out the written version of this session, and you can also check out the Fast Action Workbook in the resources section. So the Fast Action Workbook is really an easy way to review the ground we've covered. It kind of goes step by step in showing you how to craft this better offer, how to decide how low you're willing to go on your meet or beat special, and just walks you, kind of helps you think through all the steps and gets you ready for some effective follow-up. So up next in session 3, we're going to cover kind of that optimal scenario when your prospective customer has reserved a storage space or has made an appointment to rent or visit the property. it kind of feels like you're done, but there really is some additional follow-up, just a little bit in that scenario. There's a little bit of follow-up you need to do, and we're going to cover that in the next session. So thanks for joining me. I'm Kenny Pratt, signing off. Until next time.